Nolte, Watch, Lunatic Screams at Pregnant Woman for Not Wearing Mask. By John Nolte on May 7, 2021. According to Twitchy, under the mistaken idea he was a hero, some lunatic posted, and then deleted, video of himself screaming at some poor woman, who says she's pregnant, for not wearing a mask. Thankfully, the interweb nets are forever. First off, let's be very clear about something. The victim of this mewling cry bully did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. As someone who still wears a mask and will continue to until 2 weeks after my second shot, I want to repeat again that this woman did nothing wrong. If I'm wearing a mask, I could not care less if someone else chooses to not wear a mask. If I'm wearing a mask and I am 6 feet away from someone, what they choose to do is solely up to them. Their actions in no way worry me. At no point do I feel as though they are putting me in any kind of risk category. We have all been educated about the risks of the China virus. We are all adults. We are all Americans. We are all free men created by God, so we should all be allowed to make our own choices. To choose which risks we want to take, to decide what our own personal definition is of quality of life. Someone not wearing a mask, someone choosing to not social distance does not in any way interfere with my rights, so I simply do not care. What's more, if you look at the coronavirus states with and without mask mandates, it is perfectly reasonable to come to the conclusion masks are useless and unnecessary. That's not my conclusion. I started wearing a mask back when Dr. Fauci was still, by his own admission, lying to us about them. But given the success of states that have repealed their mask mandates, I'm not going to argue with those who disagree with me. None of this common sense, however, matters to America's virtualist virtue-signaling mask Nazis. These fascist, anti-science cowards live for any excuse to scream their virtualist virtue in someone else's face and then publish this heroic event on social media where they will be hailed as a hero by other virtualists, virtue-signaling crybullies. This is what the woke Gestapo have wrought, a whole culture of pissy busybodies looking for any excuse and all the emotional blackmail they can summon. I no longer have grandparents due to this virus because of people like you. To justify harassing an innocent, pregnant woman out and about minding her own business and not harming anyone. In fact, this lying jerk, women like her had nothing to do with anyone's death, is likely responsible for creating a truly risky situation by shouting in this woman's face, even if it is through a mask or 10. As I've said before, this is all terrifyingly reminiscent of the AIDS crisis in the 80s, where bad people exploited a deadly virus to try and bully other people into changing their behavior and lifestyle. The gay community responding in the most American way possible, with a middle finger. What we're seeing today from the mask Nazis and the social distancing Nazis and the lockdown Nazis is no different. They are two sides of the same bigoted coin. The only consistency you will ever see in the behavior of bullies and fascists is that they are opportunists looking for any reason to boss other people around.